And welcome!
Thank you for tuning into today's edition of Rome Unearthed.
I'm your DJ, Amber Lincoln, with Stylus Books and Gladiator Jug Attack.
In this show, we will explore the untold truths of ancient Rome, and today we are also joined by a VIP guest whose name shall be revealed momentarily.
Our first part will be a brief Latin lesson taught by Amber Lincoln or me. Our first phrase is I can speak Latin, which is Latinum possum dicere. Our second phrase is hi, which is hus, and also goodbye is vale. And finally, to conclude, our last one is ubi sunt latrine, which is, as you might be able to guess, where's the bedroom. Next, Gladiator Jug Attack will talk about history.
Ancient Rome. Its monuments tell a remarkable story. It's the world's first megatropolis. Built out of concrete and marble, buried beneath Italy is the pillars of Rome's power and military dominance. Inspired by imagination and driven by innovation, it started from the ground up and went from a small riverside village to a dominant empire that took over nowadays Europe and continued to dominate for centuries. This is ancient Rome. But now, let's take a look at how it all started. Beginning in the 8th century BC, ancient Rome grew up on a small river called the River Tiber. After about 450 years of being a republic, Rome is now a good size and at the time transformed into an empire upon the wake of Julius Caesar's rise and fall during the 1st century BC. The long and triumphant reign of its first emperor, Augustus, began a golden age of peace and prosperity in which it controlled. By contrast, the empire's decline and fall by the 5th century AD was one of the most dramatic implosions in the history of human civilization.
Hey everyone, it's Emperor Lincoln here to talk about geography. Italy is a boot-shaped peninsula. It juts out of southern Europe into the Adriatic Sea, Tyrrhenian Sea, Mediterranean Sea, and other waters. Its location has played an important role in its story. The sea surrounds Italy, and mountains crisscross the interior, dividing it into regions, and Alps cut across the top of the country, and are striped with long, thin glacier lakes cold enough to give you hypothermia from the western end of the Alps. The Apennines Mountains stretch south down the entire peninsula.
Hey, Gladiator Jack Attack back on. Have you ever wanted to go to Rome? Or maybe you thought Rome on Earth was good enough. Whatever you think, I am about to tell you the top 5 places to go in Rome. At number 5 is Palatine Hill, and then coming in at number 4 is the San Clemente. And then following at number 3 is the very magnificent Villa dei Quintili. Next, you all know, is the legendary Colosseum, at number 2. But before we reveal number 1, we will take a quick commercial break. But don't leave Rome Unearthed, we will be right back.
Have you ever had sore ankles or have not been able to walk without pain? Now, you don't have to worry anymore because Nike just came out with a brand new shoe called Super Cushion. These shoes are designed to give great comfort while you're running, walking, and jumping. Super Cushions also incorporates state-of-the-art no shoelaces, and there's also limited edition that lights up. Call 911-119-1122 within the next 5 minutes or go to www.freeunicorn.com and enter promo code Unicorns Are Awesome to get your super cushion for $1,000 and a free unicorn that can fly.
Hey everyone, I'm back on Rome on Earth, and coming in at number 1 is the Ostica Antica.
Before we move on, let's talk about some reviews of the super cushion. Megan134 says, my daughter cried because the unicorn didn't fly. Ugh.
Obama Lover 112 says, I gave it to Obama, but he spat on it.
Mr. Lipsky Lover 911 says, he gave them to Mr. Lipsky for a present, but Mr. Lipsky didn't like them, so he burnt them.
Hello guys, Stylus Books is back. Let's discuss about Legacy of Rome. Now, before we talk about it, let me ask you a question. Do you like to play Minecraft? I'm sure one of my friend Victoria does, and Butter too. Well, we can notice that they are all made of squares. We call that mosaic. If Romans didn't have created art that is mosaic, and there wouldn't be Minecraft existing nowadays. Also, have you ever seen the statue of Abraham Lincoln or General Washington? Well, we call them realistic sculptures, and we're inspired by Romans. See? Romans are awesome! Hey guys, this is Stylus Books, and I'm here to interview the VIP...
Mr. Lipsky! Yeah, it is such a pleasure to meet you, Stylus Books.
Yeah, I should be. However, let's go get started on interviewing you. So, how do you say hello in Latin?
I think it's Zeus.
No, it's who's. The second question is, how is geography like in Rome?
I guess bad.
Mr. Lipsky, you're a teacher. You taught about Rome. Okay, Rome's geography was very good for farming because the soil was very good and it was near Tiber River. So they could trade, drink, and take bath there. Okay, this is a bonus question. How was your grade like in school? You will get $100 if you get this right.
F.
Actually, you don't deserve to get money because you didn't get E minuses.
Thank you for tuning into today's show, Rome Unearthed. Hope you have a great night.